Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, every week we go through the NFL Power Rankings presented by Eric Edholm, NFL.com. We try to be consistent in where we look for our Power Rankings as our conversation topic. Eric is a dude I know. He does a good job. He's not a hot taker. Tries to keep it pretty reasonable. I haven't looked yet. Brian, who's the best team in football?
Number one team. They're going to go with the Eagles.
Who are you going with? Who's the top of the B-Mitch Power Rankings?
We'll go Eagles, and then I'm going Rams, and then Chiefs.
So what's interesting is the Rams lost to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, that was a while ago, but they did lose to them.
Yeah.
And they didn't cover. That was a back-breaking cover.
I say Eagles, Rams, Chiefs.
You say Eagles, Rams, Chiefs.
Yeah.
They say Seattle, Rams, Colts.
The Colts still holding on, huh?
They just won in Berlin. Jonathan Taylor ripped a long one in overtime.
Yeah, they lost to the Steelers handily, though.
They did. 8-2.
Yeah.
On their bye week.
They're looking good.
I can't wait to bet against them in the playoffs. I cannot wait. I look forward to that. Although Danny Dimes has won a playoff game. You still seemed skeptical somewhat of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. I still feel skeptical because I think that my guy has not passed the point he passed last year yet. Well, not my guy, but Daniel.
Darnold.
Darnold.
There's not enough Red Bull in the planet.
Darnold, the way he looked in those last two games was so bad that I think when it gets closer, he's going to have to face that again.
He's been Landfill, are you prepared to drop your Sam Darnold sword? Are you prepared to call him a good quarterback?
Nope.
You and me are together on that one. He's been really good, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a dog. Darnold, man. He's been really good. If you look at the numbers, I've been really good. Mm-hmm. Seattle's a tough place to go play. Them being top of the league, though, they do seem like they're hitting the gas at the right time. They beat the hell out of the Cardinals last week. They've got the Rams number two. I want to read this because what the Rams do have, and you can say this about Philly as well, you can certainly say it about KC, There's not a lot of teams in the NFL that have a Super Bowl winning coach and a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Mm-hmm. The Rams are one of them.
Yeah.
Rams, Chiefs, Eagles. Am I forgetting anybody? Mm-hmm. I think those are the only three.
Rams, Chiefs, Eagles, yep.
Right? Because, like, no. Yeah, I said the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reading now from NFL.com. Matthew Stafford is building a legitimate case for MVP, and the Rams have helped boost his campaign with a new wrinkle, more tight ends. Their 13 personnel package, something Sean McVay barely used for most of his career, is all the rage now in L.A. The Rams have been rolling teams with this personnel grouping, stressing defenses to match their size and flexibility. It sounds like Davante Adams' late injury against the 49ers isn't too concerning, so that was another win within a win. Yes, the 49ers are beat to heck, but they'd already beaten the Rams in early October, so this was one McVay wanted badly. Mm-hmm. His team played about as clean as a game as he could have hoped for. Zero penalties, zero turnovers, and zero missed kicks. That's a clean sheet, B.
Yes, it is.
Stafford looks great. Having, and I know Puka's missed some time, but having Puka and Adams and Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, kind of local boy, like, and then they finally realized they got too old and finally started really nailing the draft. They will knock your block off on the D-line. That kid Verse will knock your block off. They hit a bunch of draft picks. The Rams are legit, dude. I'll read about the Colts. It was another stiff test for the Colts, who have fallen slightly back to earth following the Steelers' loss and the nail-biter win in Berlin. They racked up yards in both, but also left points on the board thanks to mental mistakes, pass protection breakdowns, penalties, and turnovers. Still, they found a way to beat Atlanta with Jonathan Taylor, once again forcing people to consider a non-quarterback for MVP. The league's leading rusher has been nothing short of tremendous. The defense is tough to judge fairly now, with trade acquisitions Sauce Gardner still settling in and DeForest Buckner having just hit IR. But the entire operation needs to be cleaner prior to the big showdown against the Chiefs in Week 11. 12. If Indy can beat KC,
yeah,
that's a got to take these dudes seriously kind of
way. Yeah, if they do something like that, then I will. But when I got ready to take them serious, the Steelers just handled them, manhandled them.
Where are you at on the Eagles? They've got them ranked fourth.
I said they were first. But I can understand why people put them fourth. But you don't have to beat a team by 20, 30. You just got to have 1 point more than they do. And I remember, I recall very vividly when Green Bay came out the first 2 weeks, everybody crowned their asses.
You want to crown them, then crown
and
their ass.
And they scored 3 points, 7 points, what it is, against the Eagles? Seven? So I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Philly versus Detroit this Sunday.
That game will say a lot.
That game's going to say a lot because, being real, I'm not sure how much of a test Detroit got last week.
Yeah.
Like, they could do anything they wanted offensively.
They'll get tested this week.
It's not going to be like that against Philly.
I mean, and then if their offensive line is still injured a little bit, the Eagles' defensive line will test them.
Where are you on the Patriots, dude?
Yeah, they're coming. They're up and coming.
They're 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May's been really good. Trevion Henderson's coming on. They're playing good defense.
Trevion Henderson, Vrabel's smart. He showed early in the preseason what he was about.
Remember that first kick?
Oh, my Lord.
Just house call. You can't knock – I mean, Drake May has done it again and again and again now. New England is not a Super Bowl team to me, but they're a tough out because they're gonna play well and be well coached, play smart. Chiefs at 7. Chiefs are 5-4 coming off a bye week. Their last game was kind of a ugly game against Buffalo in Buffalo.
You can easily see them go 6-4. Andy Reid after a bye is special.
He is.
So,
looking
hell, not to say Andy Pat Mahomes after a bye.
Looking quickly at the AFC playoff picture, do we really not have that right now? What the heck?
Should.
Yeah. That's silly. All right, I'll have to do it manually. Looking at the AFC playoff picture, right now the Pats would win the East, the Steelers would still win the North, the Colts would win the South, and Denver would win the West. I think if the playoffs started today, the Bills are 6-3, the Chargers are 7-3, and the Chiefs would be the 7 seed.
Mm.
And it would be a tiebreaker, but the Chiefs would either be going to play Indy or New England.
Mm.
I almost wonder if the Chiefs would be favored.
More than likely.
That's crazy. Keeping it moving further down. KC, Denver's pretty good, but they win ugly. For them to really matter, they got to cut it out with the penalties, and they've got to just play complete games. Yeah. They just don't.
Yeah, they play one quarter a game. They only play hard in the first three, and they are just out of this world in the fourth. But they're going to run up against a team that's going to put too much on them in the first three. They won't be able to catch up.
What do you make of the Bills coming off that loss to Miami?
I think they just overlooked them.
And they're coming off the huge win against KC.
They play Miami twice a year, don't they?
Yep.
And I think they looked at Miami like, oh, that's not, we don't care about them. They got so up for KC, and they just looked past Miami. And that team is loaded with talent, loaded with speed. They come in and play you. In a very good game, they can have you down rather quickly. And then all of a sudden, you got all that stress on you and you can't catch up.
Rounding out the top 10, the Tampa Bay Bucks. They got to get healthy to get a real assessment of what that is.
Yeah, they have a lot of injuries. And I think at this point now, Baker is getting into the point of thinking he got to put it all on his shoulders. That's when he starts to make mistakes.
Abuka helps. Abuka's a baller. Looking at the NFC playoff picture, now this would come down to tiebreakers, and I'm not in week 10, it's not worth trying to invest time in that. The Rams, the Seahawks, and the Eagles all have a 7-2 record. Philly has a head-to-head win over the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you'd have Philly win the East, and that's not close. Detroit is ahead of the Bears at 6-3, but both Detroit and Chicago are 6-3. The Bucks are 6-3. Maybe Carolina nips at their toes in that. I kind of doubt it, but we'll got to wait and see. Then you've got Seahawks and Rams at 7-2, Niners at 6-4. So the NFC playoff picture, so Philly wins the East. Let's just say Detroit wins the North. Tampa wins the South. Seattle wins the West. Mm-hmm. Then you definitely have the Rams getting in at 7-2. The Niners would be on the outside. No, the Niners would be in. The Niners would be the 7th seed right now with the Bears as your 6th seed. A lot of football left. That would have Green Bay out because of that tie. That tye, once everybody's bye weeks worked or kind of flushed the system, that tie might end up saving them.
It might help them, and it might hurt them.
You know what definitely helps? Working with our friend Paul Henry. You've heard me and B talk for years about what working with Paul Henry has done for our families and our homes. At my house, new windows, new doors. I know it's cold as hell at home. Yep, there's no draft in my house because we got new windows and new doors from Paul Henry. They have tremendously changed our home for the better. Working with Paul and his family at Paul Henry's Window Installation, they take care of you like your family. Call them in November and you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's Window Installation.
Yep, they came to my house. They did every window in my house. They did the windows in my detached garage. So I felt so comfortable with them, I called them back to do the doors. They did the doors. I was impressed with that. I had a pergola that I needed fixed. Paul came in, did that, and it looks way better than it did before. You want to get some windows and doors right now, reach out to Paul, and you'll get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in, too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.